from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
For Cubs fans, you want to be playing games in September that matter. You want to be heading into the next season with your arrow pointing up.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Actions speak louder than words, specifically Jerry Reinsdorf saying, you know what? I don't know any of y'all, and I'm not going to even go through the process. I'm going to pick the guy right now that I want to be the general manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score. The Score.
Russ Dorsey is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. He's on the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. And the long-awaited other shoe has dropped. Pedro Grifol is out. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, hey Russ.
This is something that was long overdue. And I think this is something that I think everybody saw as inevitable. And I think I look at this as a failure from an organizational perspective. But I also look at it as, it's easy to say, oh, the team was bad. How can you blame Pedro Grifol? But the thing that I always look at with Pedro Grifol is the White Sox aren't the first team to ever go through a rebuild, right? There are plenty of teams around baseball that have gone through rebuilds and haven't looked this bad, have not had this dark cloud over a clubhouse, over a team, over, you know, all that every day. And it seemed like the longer that Pedro Grifol was the manager, the darker and darker the cloud got for the Chicago White Sox. And something that I will always say was a failure for Pedro Grifol is that there was a disconnect for him in what the role of manager actually was. It was much more than putting names into a lineup card, much more than that. And I think that's what separates the good managers from the great managers. And in this case, for Pedro Grifol, I think that was the real thing that lost him his job at the end of the day, because you are the person in the organization. You're the figurehead that speaks on a daily basis. And after a while, it can't just be, we got to play better. You know, we got to come out here and compete. Like, that's not enough. And I think trying to pretend that you didn't have a rebuilding team worked to his detriment. So I think for all those reasons, that's how we got here.
What do you want to hear the White Sox say next? Because this is our first real chance. This is Chris Getz's first chance to hire a manager, I think. So what do you want to hear him say?
You know, I hadn't thought about it. I think at what he says right now is less important than what he says, you know, at the end of the season, when you're talking about who you want. I guess you can get into a little bit of that now, but if, you know, Charlie Montoyo is going to take over as, you know, the manager for the time being, I don't want to keep hearing about culture because they did that once already with Pedro Grifol. And I think it's a trap that teams fall into of like, we got to change the culture. Obviously, you didn't have a really good culture with the guy that you said was going to come in and change your culture. So, like, I want them to talk about somebody that's going to help develop their young players, the influx of young players that they're going to bring in, somebody that's, you know, a good communicator. Those are the things to me. If I was a fan of this team, like my dad, I think that's something that he wants to hear. If I was a somebody in that organization, somebody who can communicate things, you know, and is a good communicator, not only with the front office, but with players, with a coaching staff, I think those things are really important.
Look, I know the answer to the yes or no question. Is this an attractive job? The answer is no, considering every factor when it comes to the White Sox. But is there anything that you think would draw good candidates to it? That pause is damning. That is a damning pause that you just did, Russ Dorsey.
I don't ever lie to y'all, right? I come on here and give y'all the real, real. I would say the one thing that people are going to look at, they're going to look at the organization and the health of the farm system. They're going to look at the current roster, right? They're going to look at the front office. They're going to look at ownership. And I think that last part is the thing that might keep a really, really good candidate from coming to the Chicago White Sox, outside of the fact that they might not reach the postseason for 5 years, right? I think though, if I had to find something, I would say that you have an opportunity to work with a young GM that is at least interested,
doesn't know what he's doing
differently. That would probably be my thing. Like, I think you have an opportunity to have a partner as opposed to a boss. And I think that is something that a lot of people would be interested in, because sometimes you get tied with a general manager that's just like, well, you're the guy, but I'm still running things around here.
Yeah,
I
Tony
think
La
with
Russa.
Chris Getz,
Tony La Russa's
you have an opportunity.
But you don't, though, Russ. As long as Getz is here, La Russa's the one who's sitting with Jerry. La Russa's the one that's talking with him all the time. La Russa still ones of these delusions of grandiosity. So if you're a man, you come in, regardless of what Getz tells you, at any point, if La Russa just motions to Jerry that he disagrees, what gets accomplished?
Nothing at that point. And then you're going to hire some minor league manager or something like that. But like, I honestly don't know what even direction they're going to go in.
Yeah.
So I'm just as curious as you guys.
It's interesting too, Russ, because theoretically you could go successful older manager with Chris Getz. And that way, like, the power dynamic is kind of interesting. And you could have Getz leaning on the experience of a veteran manager to help make the White Sox a better organization. I think that you and Dan are probably right. That doesn't fit the MO of the White Sox, and maybe they're not going to pay what someone like that would command. So then, you know, like example, I'm not saying he's a candidate, and no one's texted anything to me. Like, let's call him Joe Girardi. Like, Joe Girardi is going to come in there with some ideas on how baseball should be done, and he's going to command a big salary because he's done it at the highest level of this game. I think that is a formula that could work, but you have to be willing to pay to let something like that work.
I would agree with you. I think, and this guy currently is managing, but I don't know if he is at the end of the season, only because I think his GM is going to get fired. That's Ron Washington. If Ron Washington was available, that would be the person, right? Like, you're talking about older manager, right? Like, somebody in that vein.
He definitely changed things.
Yeah, he did. But I'm thinking, like, for somebody like Joe Girardi, yeah, is going to be a little bit too rich for them in terms of what they want to pay. But like, I'm trying to think of guys who are out there available. I don't think Joe Madden wants this job.
You text him.
And also, that's going to be a salary thing as well. So, yeah, but I agree with that. I do think the older manager that can come in, has seen a lot of baseball, that is a good communicator, would be a good fit for the White Sox.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Can I?
Or
can I?
You could go really young guy.
There's a name that has sort of been in the background, and I'm not saying that I know anything for sure.
Anthony John Pierzynski?
No.
Oh.
No. And I don't even know his actual title at the moment. But I would just say, keep your eye on Grady Sizemore.
Okay.
And I don't know what it would mean, but he's on the staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know what his title is?
I don't have it.
I don't either, because right he was. He's tight with Josh Barfield, and Getz is leaning a lot on both Barfield and Bannister. I certainly don't mind him doing the latter, but apparently
that would go to the being the young guy. Yeah,
yeah. Sure. So if that fits your like young and hungry, because this would be a young and hungry or old and desperate. I would say that as we're putting together a list, just don't leave Grady Sizemore off of it.
The title is Major League Coach, is what the official title is.
Major League Coach.
I like that title.
That's what it says.
It's a quality title.
Okay, because he's been sort of floating.
I would agree with that. I would think that's a name that would probably be on a short list, but is young enough to like want the experience of managing, young enough to have creative ideas. The front office clearly likes what he does because they brought him in. I wouldn't be shocked if that ended up being a name that's on the short list.
Okay. Yeah, just put a little check mark next to that one for future consideration.
All right, we're putting a check mark on that. Are we putting a check mark next to Kim Ng's name to be president of baseball operations?
I don't know if you're Kim Ng. If you're going to go from the Miami Marlins to the Chicago White Sox. Well, I know she went to University of Chicago, and I know the title of president of baseball ops would be something that would be attractive.
And she started with the White Sox.
I just think at the end of the day, the headache that you had in Miami is the similar or worse headache here in Chicago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think she's way too smart to come to work for this organization.
That's my thoughts.
I think you're probably right, but I'm trying to figure out ways to help them in any way possible.
I hear you.
If there are smart people around.
That's a great name.
If there are smart people around, I want to talk to them.
I don't know if she's, I think she says no to them.
You're probably right. White Sox.
Elsewhere.
All right, Sox.
Elsewhere, Russ. Kyle Schwarber last night, was it three home runs and seven RBI? And just,
4 for 4.
Just continuing to do what he does, it still amazes me that the Cubs just let him walk.
You know, it's something where you look at it, and if I'm going to give the Cubs benefit of doubt, I would say they gave Kyle Schwarber every opportunity. And I remember the season, because I was on the beat at that time, after they non-tendered him, and that first time he spoke with the Chicago media after, he said, look, they gave me every chance while I was here to prove what I could do, and I didn't come through on my end of the bargain. So he acknowledged that he wasn't his best self in Chicago, and Kyle's gone on and had a fantastic career since he's left, right? And I think for him, everything that the Cubs thought he could be, he has become. Like everything that Joe Maddon thought he would be as in that leadoff role, he has become. And so do I blame them for saying, hey, at some point we have to part ways? No. But do I think the potential was going to be there, whether he was on the Chicago Cubs or not? Absolutely.
We got a little bit of breaking news here. ESPN is reporting that the White Sox also dismissed bench coach Charlie Montoya.
So now you've got your answer to the question of why didn't they name a manager? Because they fired the bench coach too.
But what, did they fire him at the same time, or did they just fire him?
I don't know. Maybe they said, hey, Charlie, could you be the manager?
It's hell no.
And he
please
said,
fire me.
He said, yes, if you pay me a manager salary. And they said, well, how about you just get your stuff and get on out of here?
Breaking news on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com
and
today.
This leads back to my road of maybe Ethan Katz wants to be manager. Maybe he wants to try it on and find out if he's capable of being more than a pitching coach.
Keep your eye on Major League Coach.
Major League Coach Grady Sizemore?
Great title.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great title. That's for sure. So, yeah, there's a lot of firings that are going on over there.
Okay.
All right.
You can get out, too.
I'm still here. No, you're not.
I'm also still here. You want to manage?
No.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do I get a raise? No. Then you're fired.
Do you want to manage it all? No, I don't care what you pay me. I'm not managing this. Okay, well can you leave? Yes, gladly. Can I leave? They're like lining up to be fired. Please fire me too.
This is a little odd, Russ.
Then you have to pay me my whole salary.
I'm sitting here with y'all, sending out text messages, but also in my brain trying to figure out what's going on here. It's actually very fun because I'm looking at myself on the screen and I can see myself.
Look at the confused look on your own face to go, what the hell are the White Sox doing? Yeah, that's a question that all of us are trying to answer. Russ, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Real.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys. I hope you are employed next time I talk to you. Y'all might be fired too.
Hey, you never know.
Absolutely never know.
Things change quickly around here.
Nope, I'm not managing the White Sox. I can tell them that right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.